And welcome back to the Undefeated. I'm once again your host, Anthony. I'm here with Dylan, Braden, and Caleb. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Got some Chick-fil-A breakfast with a minute to spare, so I'm pretty good.
It's always the best feeling.
I was stressing. I'm not even going to lie. We got to the speaker. They told us they didn't have biscuits. I was fuming.
So what'd you get?
I actually got the last biscuit. So we were good. But the lady at the speaker lied to me. So,
Caleb?
Yeah, I'm solid, Anthony. How are you?
I'm doing okay. All right. Caleb and Braden want to talk college basketball, so I want to know who you guys' favorites are to win the national championship with March Madness coming up.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of college basketball lately. Some teams that stand out to me, Duke Blue Devils, one of the best teams, Blue Blood team.
Until they get to March Madness.
They're my favorites to win it all this year.
I think they're your favorites to win it all every year.
They are my favorites to win it all every year.
Have they even won it in the
Duke
past?
Fans and Cowboys fans.
Have they even
same.
Won?
In the past, like, 5 years?
2015 is the most recent one. I'd say that's better than any
Seven
Denver
years ago.
Team, Anthony.
7 years ago, and the Broncos, I think, won 6 years ago, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Sadly.
Well.
Should have been the Panthers.
Duke, they have more titles than the Broncos have, so. That's what I'm going to say.
So true, and better coaching.
What about you, Caleb?
My favorite has to be the USC Trojans.
Okay.
They have this kid who's really unbelievable. I'm a name drop here. We're pretty close. Drew Peterson.
You're close to him?
Yeah, he's a stud.
You got his, number and stuff?
Yeah.
Are you, subscribed to him on Snapchat?
You know I am.
You one of his, 100, 20K followers or something?
Yeah.
On Instagram?
Oh,
5K.
He's a dark horse player.
So
he's a dark horse MVP candidate.
Every game I DM him after, good game. And he had 27 points, 12 rebounds, 5 blocks, 4 assists against UCLA in a big upset win. And I think they're going to be a shocking team going into the tournament.
Interesting.
Dylan, you got any takes on the
college basketball? Oh God!
Who's your team? Do you watch?
I don't typically follow college basketball, but when I do, I'm a big. I used to, want to go to TCU, so I guess I follow a little bit of TCU men's basketball. Not much, but just a little bit. Get some Instagram updates every once in a while. Some CBS Sports.
Yeah, they're making a tournament push here.
Yeah, I think honestly they could probably. Well, I don't know much about any of the top 25 teams. But the record from the looks of it looks good enough to be in there. So maybe they're just playing bad teams. But I don't know.
They haven't played the greatest competition, but
I can
imagine.
They're
making a push.
They're a bubble team.
What about you, Anthony? Who's your college team?
I don't have one.
Just pick one
for basketball.
You watch Harvard,
Dartmouth,
Bowling Green,
Boston College,
okay,
Washington State. Just tell
Tarrant
us.
County Community College men's basketball.
Yeah, that's the one. All right, we're gonna move on.
Oakland.
All right, we're gonna move on to the NBA now. A couple trades were made last week. The blockbuster one: the Nets traded James Harden to the Philadelphia 76ers in exchange for Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, Andre Drummond, and 2 first-round picks. I want to know your guys' opinion. Who won the trade?
I would say the Nets won the trade because they got a cool nickname out of it. Got Ben 10, Ben 10% from the 3-point line.
I was gonna say Seth Curry.
But other than that, I don't know. I mean, I think realistically the 76ers lost because if you saw after one practice with James Harden, Joel Embiid is taking step backs now. So not looking too good for him for that MVP race. So I say the Nets won.
Yeah, I'd say the Nets won too. Just by getting Seth Curry. He's one of my favorite players. He went to Duke, by the way, if y'all didn't know that. But he's a great player, great shooter. So I'd say the Nets won. But, Philadelphia is going to be my new 2K team with James Harden and Joel Embiid. That's going to be a good 2K team.
I think the Sixers won because they got better. I think
excuse me.
The Nets, they really just – they get better. But this is not a championship team still. 76ers – they're my pick for the East now. Locked.
I just want to add something, too, with Ben Simmons. There's always a time when winner asks to Ben Simmons, what did he do over the summer? What did he do in the spring? It's just like he was just sitting there. Like, he didn't he didn't have any connection to basketball. You know, I questioned him coming back into the game because Winter's always going to ask for what he did.
And his answer is nothing because he didn't do anything.
Okay. Maybe he was taking some – he was putting up some threes at, like, the park, his local neighborhood park. Maybe he was scouting Brooklyn for, like, real estate. He just knew.
Maybe he was selling real estate.
What? Yeah, maybe he picked up a new hobby. I mean, NBA gig wasn't working out for him. He didn't know if he was coming back to the Sixers or if they're going to trade him, so he just started working on real estate. I mean, yeah, I could see it. I mean, I could see him more of a construction kind of guy, though, I'm being honest.
I think bricks, he could build houses.
That's what I'm saying.
Like a 6'10 construction worker.
That's perfect. He's built. I mean, he's got to, like, be able to lift something.
Yeah, I just see him more of a State Farm agent.
I don't know. It's a good. If basketball doesn't
Ben
work out
Simmons
for Ben
hustle.
Ben Simmons,
what is it?
Yeah, what is it?
I don't care.
Anthony, you are
this is why
so boring.
We have to have a little.
We need your dark horse, Ben Simmons.
Right.
Side hustle.
We're gonna move on. The Kings traded Marvin Bagley to the Pistons for Dante DiVincenzo from the Bucks in a 4-team trade.
All right. Marvin Bagley, he's a Duke player too. If you didn't know, so I do like Marvin Bagley, but I think the Pistons won the deal because, you know, Bagley is just such a good player, such an inside force. I'd probably get a Marvin Bagley jersey. So, Caleb, you got anything for this one? Nothing on Marvin Bagley. Anthony?
I think Bagley's a great player, and I think he can shine in Detroit. You know, you know, they don't have a lot there, and I think he just needs to find a new home, and I think he did in Detroit. Good luck to Marvin Bagley.
Dylan?
I've got nothing.
All right, moving on.
Oh, my God.
Dallas Mavericks trade Kristaps Porzingis and a second-round pick to the Wizards for Spencer Dinwiddie and Davis Bertans. You guys' thoughts on the trade?
All right. I actually love this trade for the Mavericks. A lot of people don't like it. Getting rid of Porzingis I don't think is a problem. Like, I think it's a – I wanted to get rid of Porzingis as a Mavs fan. And bringing in Dinwiddie, I'm not a big fan of that because, you know, we already have some pretty good guard play. But I like Bertans. You know, he's one of my players. Won a 3-point contest a couple years back, I think, right?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure. Or he put up some good numbers.
He was in it.
I know he was in it, and he's a good shooter. And, you know, his first game, he was 3 for 5 from the arc. So I like that trade, you know? I just want to see what Dinwiddie can do on a team, like he was with the Nets instead of the Wizards.
I'm excited to see Dinwiddie in Dallas. I think Washington just didn't do him very well. And for Washington to pick up Porzingis, I think, is an interesting move. I think that he'll do solid there, but I just don't think Porzingis is a top 3 option on a contending team.
Yeah, I actually like this. I like getting rid of Porzingis here, honestly. I keep seeing his jerseys everywhere. I saw one at Dick's today, and I was just like, I don't know. I think it's just a good idea we get rid of him. Not really any reason specifically, but I knew he was just kind of just hindering. I don't pay attention to Mavericks basketball, guys. So I knew he was just a nuisance to the club. But other than that, I don't know. What are your thoughts, Anthony?
I don't have any.
All right.
The NFL honors were last week. Aaron Rodgers won his 4th career MVP in his 2nd straight. He beat out Tom Brady and Cooper Kupp. He threw for 4,115 yards, 37 touchdowns, just 4 interceptions. Obviously, the right move here. Or did you guys think Tom Brady should have won it?
I think Cooper Kupp should have won it.
I disagree with that.
I think Rodgers should have won it.
Look, like
it was between Rodgers and Brady. I think Rodgers gets it just because Brady had more interceptions, realistically.
I don't like having it feels just like it's a quarterback a race for who is the best quarterback every year.
Yeah.
And when Aaron Rodgers can't win a playoff game, I don't think he deserves to be MVP. And I know it's regular season
yeah.
stats, but when you lead when Cooper Kupp, you know, he's led his team to a Super Bowl. Well, I guess could say Matthew Stafford led the team, but Cooper Kupp, just he's such a difference maker in LA. He put up like a 100-yard average a game. You know, he set multiple records. That's an MVP season.
It's kind of hard to argue with that, honestly. But I don't know. I don't know how to change. Like, I don't know how you would even think about, like, incorporating other players into that even, like, race. Like, when's the last time a defensive player has won MVP? Has a defensive player ever won MVP?
I think so, but not a long time.
Maybe. I just feel like it's a quarterback award, and I think it should not be.
I think it's just because their numbers are so much, like, bigger. Like, you got, like, guys with 5,000 yards, and you look at someone with, like, 1,900 receiving yards, and you're like, oh, that's so minimal. But in reality, it's not. I don't know. I don't know how to, like, make it not a quarterback award. It's just kind of difficult. Maybe they need to add, like, a different.
Well, I guess that's how they have Offensive Player of the Year. But I don't understand how, if you're MVP, you should still, like, you should be the Offensive Player of the Year. Like, it's stupid. Like,
yeah,
technically Aaron Rodgers is the Offensive Player of the Year.
Technically,
I guess. And then Tom Brady, he had more votes than Cooper Kupp, so he should have been Offensive Player of the Year. Like, I don't get how they choose this stuff.
It doesn't make any sense.
Caleb?
I got nothing for you here, man.
Moving on, Cooper Kupp did win Offensive Player of the Year.
Sorry, spoiler alert, guys.
Yeah, my bad if you didn't know already.
He won the Triple Crown as a wide receiver, most catches, yards, and touchdowns. Jonathan Taylor, I think, was second. Do y'all think this was the right one? I know you do, Braden.
Yes, there is no question. Moving on.
On the opposite side of the field, T.J. Watt won Defensive Player of the Year, beating out Myles Garrett and Micah Parsons. T.J. Watt had 22.5 sacks, 5 forced fumbles, and he recovered 3 of them. Do y'all think this one's correct, too?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's easy.
Should have had it last year, too.
The only people who disagree are the delusional Cowboys fans.
Yeah, I mean, being a Cowboys fan, like, Micah Parsons, great player, but...
Yeah, no, he did. He had a great season.
22 and a half, or how many sacks? That's just insane.
Yeah, he had a great year, but no, T.J. Watt definitely deserved that award. But he didn't even play the full season, didn't he?
No,
he like missed a couple games. I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. Jamar Chase, he won the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. He beat out Mac Jones. He had 1,455 yards and 16 touchdowns. He had a record-breaking day against the Chiefs when he totaled 266 yards and 3 touchdowns. Also, an agreement for this one.
Yes.
Yeah, but if Mac Jones were to win, I'd say beat the Bills. I think he should have won, but he didn't. So.
Yeah, he got smoked.
Okay. What?
I say if Mac Jones
so
made,
in the playoffs
won a playoff game, I think he should have got it over.
How does that make sense, Brayden? How does why is the playoffs influencing your regular season?
Because it should
awards?
Be. There should not be regular season awards because if
I guess that's true.
It should just be football awards, like NFL. It's after the season, like I guess it's before the Super Bowl though, which is weird. But I don't know.
Right. Again, on the upside of the field, Micah Parsons won the Defensive Rookie of the Year unanimously, had 13 sacks, I think was one short of the record, and he also forced 3 fumbles. Anyone else?
I don't even know any other defensive rookies, so I'm just going to say yeah.
Yeah, good pick.
He was in the Defensive Player of the Year candidacy. Of course he won it.
Good analysis.
Good input, Caleb. Thank you.
Joe Burrow won the Comeback Player of the Year, beating out Dak Prescott by just a couple of votes. Burrow had a torn ACL last year, led his team to the Super Bowl, had 4,611 yards and 34 touchdowns for this one.
I agree. This is a great one as well.
I don't know how it was close.
I think how was it like only beat out by a couple votes?
Like, Burrow took his team to the Super Bowl, and Dak, you know, he still had a good season, but
Burrow tore his ACL last year. Dak what, broke his ankle or something?
I mean, still an injury, out for the year.
But I mean, did Dak play last year or no? He didn't play last year.
Played like 4 games.
Yeah, but I don't know. Burrow deserved it.
Yeah,
should have been unanimous in my opinion.
Mike Vrabel won the Coach of the Year, beating out Matt LaFleur and Rich Bisaccia. Zach Taylor came fourth. This one, the right decision?
I don't know who's what. Name every single – name those coaches again and name the teams. I know Matt LaFleur
Zach
is
Taylor's
the Packers.
Bengals, and
I know Zach Taylor.
Won.
Rich Bisaccia was the Raiders in term.
And then Mike Vrabel was the Titans.
Mike Vrabel? Why? Why did he win?
He won seed with the without Henry and Jones and Brown for half the year.
I guess it's true, but they suck.
I like Zach Taylor.
Yeah, I would say
took his team to the Super Bowl.
Well,
is that not the coach of the year?
Well,
for a Bengals team that won four.
Well,
or five
I would say Joe Burrow took the team to the Super Bowl. I would say their offense took the team to the Super Bowl.
They still went there, so I don't understand. Like, how is he not coach of the year? Took the team to the Super Bowl.
Because it's regular season awards.
That's so dumb.
Like, I know, I agree, but it's just because it's regular season awards.
You could squeak in the playoffs 7-9 and then win the Super Bowl and not get an award. Like, or you could go 16-0 and lose in the first round.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter. So.
I don't know. Right? It should have been either. I don't know. I think it could have been. I guess Mike Vrabel or Matt LaFleur would have been my.
LaFleur.
I think it's. Yeah, I guess it's fine. The more I think about it, yeah.
Right.
Continue.
And then I think today officially the Vikings hired Kevin O'Connell as
yesterday.
Their head coach. Yesterday.
What about the Walter Payton Man of the Year?
Andrew Whitworth won that. I don't
All
know.
All homies love Andrew Whitworth.
Yeah, he's great.
He's great dude.
Guy.
Very good looking man.
Glad he won a Super Bowl.
I was watching a video on him actually about his inspiration story.
Mm.
He's a great man.
Did you see his acceptance speech?
I think so.
Yeah, it was great. Good speaker.
Great speaker.
Anyways, yeah, Vikings hired Kevin O'Connell yesterday. Pretty great, honestly. I'm excited. I'm excited to watch Vikings football for the first time in like 3 years. So hopefully they don't screw up the draft. That's all I have to say. We have a 12 pick.
It's a good pick.
It's a great pick.
Anyone you want? Any position you want?
No idea, honestly.
O-line.
Yeah, O-line. I would say O-line probably. O-line maybe.
Secondary.
O-line or a corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. O-line or a corner. That's who I would go with. Other than that, I think we're good.
And then moving on to Sunday, the Rams won the Super Bowl for the first time since 2000. They beat the Bengals 23-20. Stafford had 283 yards and 3 touchdowns, also threw 2 interceptions. One of them wasn't his fault. His receiver can't catch. They jumped out to an early 13-3 lead, but then about 5 minutes in the second half, the Bengals were up 20-13 after a T. Higgins 75-yard touchdown pass that had a face mask, and the referee decided not to call it because it had, and I quote, no implements on the play. Impacts on the play, that's the word. The Rams battled back, though. They ended up winning it on Cooper Kupp's Super Bowl MVP. 8 catches, 92 yards, and 2 touchdowns. What are your guys' thoughts on the game?
Good no call by the officials there. That's a no offensive pass interference. I like the call. You know, let the boys play. You know, it's just – I wish there'd be more refs like that in football. Let them play, man.
Good game.
Sick of those 14 penalties games.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I don't agree with the face mask. I think they should have called the face mask. I mean, he was all up in his grill.
In his chili, you could say.
I don't think anyone would say that. I don't know if that's an inside joke or something, but I don't think anyone would say all up in his chili.
I didn't think so either until
Who said that?
Besides the point.
No. Okay. Well, yeah, no, I think they should have called it a face mask. And then at the same time, they should have had a no call late in the fourth quarter it was a linebacker. I don't know his name. Yeah.
Yeah.
The linebacker on Cooper Kupp.
That was a bad call.
BS.
That's what I'm saying. Just let him play. For the face masks on offense, it's like I don't understand a call in the NFL. You know, if you stiff arm a guy, and like Derrick Henry does it all the time, he puts his hand on his face mask. They never call that. And
well,
like,
yeah,
to me, that's a face mask. If you're gonna call it defensively, you should call it offensively.
Well, but does he like put his hands in his face mask and then like throw him to the ground with the face mask, or is he just pushing off?
When people stiff arm, usually they grab their face mask. And anytime your hand is like in someone else's face mask, that should be a face mask call. And that's how they call it on the defensive side. So they should call it that way.
I think mostly face mask calls, though, are like whenever they're in the helmet and then it pulls it. Not necessarily just having it in the helmet.
I think it's any contact inside the helmet.
I don't know. I don't honestly know. But mostly whenever I see face masks being called, it's like whenever their helmet's like pulled, like you can tell. But I don't know. That should have been a face mask, in my opinion. I don't know about Derrick Henry stiff arms, but
yeah, like if they're just gonna call offensive that way, they should call it both ways.
Yeah, I get you.
Joe Burrow also got sacked 7 times, 6 in the second half. Aaron Donald and Von Miller both had 2, And then Aaron Donald had the game-winning pressure, forcing just Joe Burrow to throw the ball up and it falling complete, and they lost the game. We know that the Bengals' offensive line has been a problem. So now here we are after the season. Should they have taken Penei Sewell, or is the Jamar Chase the right move?
Jamar Chase was 100% the right move. There's no question about that. Secondly, I wanted to add, I don't know if any of you saw, but...
the last play of the game.
No. Okay, never mind then. Yeah, he was wide open. Whatever.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Jalen Ramsey fell down.
Whatever. He was open, but for...
yeah, he,
like,
needed
he
like another second.
I don't know. When you have that much pressure and Aaron Donald coming at you, it's like hard to go through all your reads with 3 seconds or 2 seconds to throw the ball.
Yeah.
So, like, people are going to blame him for not throwing the ball to Chase, but...
I mean, I doubt even... realistically, do you even think he saw him? Like,
no.
He probably didn't even have the chance to look over there.
No. He looked he looked at the first down marker, saw Pirine, was it?
I don't know why Pirine's ever...
I don't know why he was in there on third down anyways, but he looked at the first down marker, saw Pirine, saw pressure, and threw it up to him. And it was just... I mean, he got hit as he threw. It was a bad throw. Like, nothing you can do about that.
And y'all think Cooper Kupp was the right decision for Super Bowl MVP?
I don't think there was a right decision. I don't think there was a genuine, like, this guy needs to be the Super Bowl MVP. There wasn't, like, a large gap between. So, I mean, yeah, it's fine. I don't really mind it.
Two touchdowns for Kupp? Yeah, it's Kupp.
It could have been Donald. But
it could have been. It could have been.
Two sacks is not Super Bowl MVP worthy for me.
He didn't make big plays to end the game, though.
Realistically, it could have been Aaron Donald. It could have been Cooper Kupp. If you wanted to argue it, it could have been Matthew Stafford. He's a quarterback.
I honestly thought that Von Miller was getting more pressure all game than Donald. And there was
could have been Von Miller, too.
There was no talks of Von Miller getting the Super Bowl MVP. So I don't understand how Aaron Donald would get talks of it, too.
They were double-teaming Aaron Donald all game.
Okay, he still didn't have they had the same stats as Von Miller. So I don't think he should have got Super Bowl MVP. I think they made the right chance with Cooper Kupp, or choice with Cooper Kupp.
I agree with that. I think it's a good pick. Good safe pick.
And then now we're going to move on to some NBA game picks. We have the All-Star break coming up soon, so it's only a couple. We have the Nets and the Knicks.
They just play?
Maybe that.
They definitely just got ups. The Nets literally just blew them out.
I'll take the Nets.
I'm going to take the Nets on a comeback win.
Yeah, I think they're okay. Here's my prediction.
I think it's like 29-point game.
28-50, but then like somehow like the Nets are just going to like I think this Cam Thomas is just going to like go crazy for some reason.
And I think in a post-game interview, Kevin Durant's going to say something along the lines of referencing Madison Square Garden as Barkley Center, actually.
Yeah.
Instead of be like, oh, sorry,
I think Spike Lee's going to be there, too, just in shock when it happens.
You think Spike Lee at the Garden? I don't know. Watching the Knicks play? I mean, I've never seen him there.
Maybe. All right, what's the next game?
Heat Hornets.
Give me the Heat. Give me the Heat by 57.
Give me them Hornets.
I think the Heat are kind of flying under everybody's radar. They're in first place right now. I'll go with the Heat.
76ers in the Bucks.
What's your pick, Anthony?
Heat, whatever. 76ers in the Bucks.
Bucks, whatever.
76ers, whatever.
What are you looking at, Anthony?
Just pick a winner.
That's not a team.
The Bucks or 76ers?
This is a Bucks 76ers question.
Actually, I like the 76ers too.
Give me the Bucks. Give me the Bucks. Giannis just dropped 50 points. Give me the Bucks.
I got the Bucks too. There are no other games. Today's the last day before the All-Star break, and the rest of the games are pretty disappointing. So
what are the other games?
It's like Mavs, Pelicans.
Give me the Mavs.
Mavs.
Give me the Mavs.
Right. And I think there's
Clippers.
Nets.
Clippers are playing the Rockets.
Give me the Rockets.
I take the Clips.
I'll go Clips.
I'm gonna take the Rockets because I hate the Clippers.
And the Nets, Wizards, pick one.
Give me the Wiz.
Washington. Nets just played last night.
Give me the Wizards.
Played their hearts out. So
they got a comeback win in Madison Square Garden.
They're going to drop the next one.
They're definitely losing to the Wizards.
All right, that'll be the end of this week's show. Next week, it'll be on a live show on our mega stream next Friday. From streaming.
Make sure you guys tune in.
In the chat. We need chat responses.
We need some hype there. We need at least 3 viewers, guys.
Our boy Anthony's going to be manning the chat. So.
No.
And we will see you all next
week. It's debatable.